O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 1. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Like a Tree, Psalm 1, by Caroline Cobb Smith. Steady, grounded, percussive sounds encourage hands to clap and feet to tap. The style emulates country folk with close vocal harmonies and guitar slides. Repetitive phrases and occasional call and response sections invite a participatory environment. The earthy elements feel appropriate for this psalm about a tree with its roots planted in deep water.
Blessed is the one who loves your word. Your ways are his delight. He knows that he needs it, eats, sleeps, and breathes it, thinking on it day and night. It's sad for the one who walks away, sits down with all this scoffing, building his kingdom, calling it freedom, chasing after what the world offers. I want to be like a tree by the river. When the sun gets hot, my leaves won't wither.
Leaves won't wither.
Oh, plant me down like a tree by the river. Oh, plant me down by your deep, deep water. I wanna be like a mighty oak, roots growing strong. Gotta hold, 'cause you're holding on to me. Yeah, you're holding.
Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Psalm 1 is a powerful description of what it looks like to be firmly rooted in the truth of God's word. And in addition to that, It's an invitation to drink deeply from it, to meditate on it. Now, the word meditation is often misunderstood in our culture. We think of it as something for the hyper-spiritual, as a way for us to empty our minds and connect primarily with ourselves. According to this passage and the Bible in general, however, this understanding of meditation couldn't be farther from the truth. Meditation, according to the theologian A.W. Tozer, calls us to recognize that a, quote, spiritual kingdom lies all about us, enclosing us, embracing us. He says this eternal world will come alive to us the moment we begin to reckon upon its reality. And far from emptying your mind, biblical meditation calls us to focus on the truth revealed in God's word and the reality of his presence with us. One pastor defines meditation as thinking in the presence of God. And in this passage, we see how this practice shapes us. The person who meditates, according to Psalm 1, is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields fruit in its season. This image tells us that meditating on God's word enables us to be people of substance, stability, and fruitfulness. The image of the tree is contrasted with the chaff, which is blown about by circumstances. The chaff is blown away, but the tree is rooted. And notice where this tree is rooted. It's rooted near a stream. See, trees that are just rooted have to have rain. If they can't handle dry seasons, the weather had better be okay or the tree is going to die. But a tree next to a stream isn't dependent on circumstances like the weather for its fruitfulness. Circumstances don't matter because the tree has direct access. Meditation gives you direct access to something that makes you absolutely stable. Elizabeth Elliot once said, "Joy is not the absence of trouble, it's the presence of God." Circumstances aren't what's truly important. Meditation gets you in contact with the water that is there when all other waters dry up. It gets you in contact with the light that is there when all other lights go out. It gets you in contact with Jesus, who promises that whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. So in the time that follows, I would encourage you to take a moment to think in the presence of God, to begin the practice of meditating on his word, delighting in his law, praying that the Spirit would work to make you like a tree planted by streams of water that yields fruit in its season. Let's close now with this ancient prayer. We beseech you, O Lord, to purify our consciences by your daily visitation, that when your Son, our Lord, comes, he may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.